The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rain, aka Dave from LA. I want to thank you all for listening today. It is a beautiful February the 18th, 2016. It's a Thursday. We have a live show for you today. And looking forward to getting into the show matters at hand. Very, very important things that we have to discuss, and would love to hear from you today. If you are so inclined, call us with your questions or your comments at any time. But also, before we get started, just want to say everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network, and also make monetary donations. Donate your professional services. Donate your time. Donate your talents. Get out and ensure that Black Talk Radio Network is growing in the direction that it needs to grow to facilitate the many, many needs of our communities, of our families, and of you individually. Once again, it's so important for you not just to eat the fruit, but to feed the roots. Very, very important, because if without feeding the roots, the overall tree of life dies. And that is so true. And we've seen it so, and with so many different examples throughout our lives. And we need to take charge of what's going on and take back our existence instead of having our existence seized, surrendered, and given away for crumbs or nothing at all. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network so it can grow and do the things that's necessary to meet the challenges and to meet the obstacles and to meet the overall needs of everyone. Because when that happens, you will also grow with Black Talk Radio Network. So, so important. Also, go to Facebook. On our Facebook page, we have Tando Radio Show, and that's Tando Radio Show, Tando Radio Show. Check out stuff out there on Facebook and check out some of the articles in the some of the postings that we posted there. And if you have any questions or comments, you can definitely reach us there. And we do check that regularly. So check out what's there. Very, very important. And we're going to jump in some of the articles that we have posted there for you before we start this show. But also, everyone continue to support Tando Radio Show. Tell your friends and tell your family members about Tando Radio Show so that it can help them help you, especially for what's going on in the overall global direction that we're in. I don't know if you all are realizing this, but before we start in today's show and talk about some of the articles, we are actually in the pre-stages of global war. Some people will call it World War III, but it's going to be much bigger than World War III. This is a global war in which is going on, and there is a blackout within the media, the mainstream media here in the United States, to talk about it. They won't talk about it because they've been directed not to talk about it so that you won't know and prepare for it accordingly, because they want to catch you right where they are setting the traps for you to be caught. Unprepared, not ready, and not having a clue what's going on in the world. So you will ask what's happening, and after you ask what happens, you'll get beat over your head with the reality of what is happening, and that is what we want to avoid. So let's go to some of the articles that are posted there inside of Tando Radio Show. Some of the current events, very, very important. Current events. Number one, we have. And I just want to thank Daphne Wren for sending this in. It was a great find. And I said, here's the commentary. Everyone should check and see what's in their state's holdings for you. Every little bit counts. And it is fundamentally important. Claim what is due to you and check this state and others. This is the state of California. This is the unclaimed property law that the state has, and other states have them also. That within the state controller's office, and what you can do is you can put your name in and see if there's anything that the state is holding you monetarily wise, fees wise, or whatever, any cash that the state is holding on your behalf. And you will be surprised some of the things that have been found. One sister, what someone said, that they found a substantial more than $500, and that was good. So that person should be signing up for the precious metals training, the $25 a month precious metals training, because now you have no reason not to. So important that you do. You know who you are. So, but everyone should definitely check out this website and engage in it in all of the states, any state that you lived in or done business in. It doesn't hurt to check. You may be surprised in what you find. So that's a great, great article, great, great find. I totally forgot about it, used it before, and I totally forgot about it, but it's something that you should check yearly. Next, this comes from Sister Davis. Thank you, Sister Davis, for sending this in. And just for you, so that you know, Sister Davis will be having a class on tomorrow. Okay, this comes from collectiveevolution.com. It says that it's not that Zika virus. Doctors link Monsanto's pesticides, and I call them Monsatan, Monsanto's pesticide to birth defects. Check out this article. Not surprised, and I would just say this. In my opinion only, this type of pesticide and this type of biological warfare, germ warfare, that's being waged throughout the world is for one reason and one reason only. They want to create the perfect slaves. And that's what they're going to be moving towards. So this is something that you need to know about and be aware of. Check this article out. Next one we have from, this one comes from the antimedia.org. Really good article. If you don't know what DARPA is, you probably should read this. And this is the DARPA, is the Pentagon's top secret military research agency. And you really should know who they are and some of the things that they engage in. So let me pull this up real quick and just check out some of the initial. And this comes from antimedia.org. It says, in many ways, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, is the engine for the military-industrial complex, the heart at the center of the Pentagon that keeps America's consistent state of weapon innovation and defense spending. Even before the attacks of September 11, 2001, DARPA kept defensive contracts linked to their pockets. In other post-9/11 surveillance states, DARPA sits at the nucleus of corporations, war profits, national security, and military innovation. Cloaked in clandestine secrecy, DARPA has been called the old God Y branch of the Department of Defense. The old God Y branch of the Department of Defense. In the fiscal year of 2015, their requested budget was $2.9 billion, which doesn't include classified and black budgets. So this is who DARPA is. Check out this article. You need to know. And this is the continued perpetual state. And let me tell you something. The wage of the war is not against of an enemy that they tell you of. The wage of the war, that the real wars that they're waging, is against you and everyone else like you. Because that's what these institutions of military rule are all about, to keep the people suppressed. And this is why, and they make you pay for it, and they make you energize it by the overall trickery that they bring to you through this military worship. So check out that article. Very, very important one. Next one says, this comes from anti-media also, big banks hire former spies to snoop on employees. Why would that be? Because of where we're going in today's world. And we're going to talk about some of the things in today's show that's relevant. So check out this article. Very good one. It says, every move bank employees make is like being monitored by former military intelligence or CIA and GCH headquarters members. So check out this article, pretty good one. Next one from the same publication is from Anti-Media. This is a really, really, really important one. And I said, the handwriting is on the wall. Position yourself before they do. And this is, says there is a 50% chance a robot will take your job in the next 20 years. This is why it's so, so important for you to develop as many streams of income as you possibly can. And you have to position yourself before things happen instead of being reactionary. And you have to have a preventive maintenance, and you have to have foresight. And more importantly, you have to be able to anticipate where things are going, because the failure to anticipate is only going to do you, yourself, and our community, much and family, much, much harm. So you have to anticipate where things are going and get ahead of the direction it's going in so that you can seize on the opportunities. But check out this article, very, very important when it's there. Next we have, Iran is fully compliant in the nuclear deal. Israel is still a rogue nuclear state. So, so true. A lot of people don't know that Israel is in a, is illegally has nuclear weapons. And they never ever tell you about it. There is no sanctions against Israel. There is no military blockade. There is no mustering of troops on their borders. There is no threats. There is no cyber attacks against their overall infrastructure. And they have a illegal nuclear program, and it is a rogue nation. And they are probably one of the ones that will have no problem, which they've already had in different instances, in my opinion, that they've used tactical nukes at different events here in the past decade. There's a couple of events where I believe it was tactical nukes that were used from there. So this is very, very true. Check out that article. Okay, now this is the next article, comes from the dailybeast.com. Top secret. Well, let me say this before my commentary on this, that you catch the importance of this article. This is very problematic, and it is a grave threat hanging over our heads, which is soon to drop. Says the article, top secret nuclear war plans thawed. Let me go to this one. Very, very important. This is one that no one should have missed. You all should read this, because it has some very, very telling things. And we want to talk about what those telling things are very quickly, and then we'll come back to it during the show. I'm just going to want to read this first part. I should have marked it. Didn't have a highlighter to mark it, but here it is. It was September 19, 2005, and the last MX Peacekeeper ballistic missile was being hoisted out of its underground vault in southwest Wyoming, 242 days into President George W. Bush's second term. One of the most formidable nuclear weapons in the nation's history was trucked off into retirement, followed nearly two decades of 24 hours, 7 days a week alert. At the time, a smatter of news headlines noted the quiet milestone, but few people realized then, or even in the decades since, is that the peacekeepers exit from the arsenal also marked the disappearance of what the White House regards as the essential facilitator of nuclear deterrent, a consistent ability to hold virtually any key Russian political or military targets at risk. That should that worst case scenario play out, Washington also wants to retain enough residual weapons to deter any optimistic attack by Beijing. And here we go. And this is the important part of it. I won't get it all to it, but I'll get back to it later on. They are basically saying that the overall guidance system and the MX and then the new weapons are outdated. And they're outdated because they don't have the smart the smart bomb technology or the latest weaponry. Is all of the nuclear weapons are guided by mechanical engines and mechanical components. And this is all out of date. And they said that they still, and this, these weapons are still formidable, but they're not able to do what they were designed to do back in the 60s, 70s, and so on, where they could hit so-called enemy targets, particularly enemy targets to deter them or to neutralize their overall threat from bringing nuclear targeting here to the United States. But what they did say is this, here's the punchline, that the weapons are still able to hit the general population at hand and at large. They're still capable of hitting major cities throughout the world, but they won't be able to target the overall government leadership, their military capabilities, and also their weapons, their nuclear weapons, in order to stop them from delivering them. Now, I want you to think quickly here. What are they really saying? They are telling you what these weapons are really designed for, and I've been talking about this since we started Tando Radio Show. Every war is never a war against a country. It's a war against every single citizen on this planet that these people wage in. And they engage in these wars and they develop these weaponries not for the overall maintaining or defending themselves. That's the excuse. That's the plausible deniability. And they bring up all of these false all these propaganda and these false charges. And what they're really doing is that they are positioning themselves to strengthen their overall control over you. What better way to control you than to send you to war, kill your sons and daughters, kill your family, and kill everyone else when these individuals maintain their overall control? You've never seen the U.S. government at war with any other nation. Only thing that you've ever seen was the governments of the world attack the people of the world. And these technologies now are not able to target so-called what they're saying as an excuse, but real in actuality they never were and they never would target, because this is not what they do. What they do is they target major cities with populations of people, just like they did in Japan when they dropped the two nuclear devices on the people of that happened to live in that area known as Japan. Innocent people that had nothing to do with any of the so-called false allegations of war that have been brought upon. But what did they do? They dropped their load on them and fried them. And the thing is that these people have no regard for you, and they will do the exact same thing to you. And it's in the plan, and it's unfolding as we speak. So in this article, they talked about how these old weapons aren't able to do what they're supposed to do. But see, that's the big lie. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. And that is to kill as many people on this planet as possible. Show me a mass murderer that kills millions, hundreds of thousands of people. I'll show you a president, a prime minister, a king, a foreign dignitary, an ambassador of some so-called nation in the world, while they walk around and continue to kill on command, and we do nothing about it because we've been so compartmentalized and we've been so thoroughly lied to and deceived that we don't even look at murder for what it is. But what they'll have you do is they'll have you look at some person that kills two or three people, and they'll call them a serial killer. Five people, 10 people, they'll call them a serial killer. But there's nothing but political serial killers throughout this whole world. And you and we and the general population worship them. They pay for it. They have their overall livelihoods taken care of. They call them president. And with all their entourages and everything else, they're only going to destroy you at the appropriate time. At some time and at some point, we better wake the hell up and see the truth for what it is. Because the truth stands alone, but we haven't been standing next to it in a very long time. That needs to change. If you expect to have any form of prosperity, any form of liberty, any form of sovereignty, any form of self-determination, else you will continue to be relinquished to the surrenderance of your free will in a state of enslavement. This is what it's all about. And the next global war is at hand, and it will be used, and it will be, this war will be fought with tactical nukes, with EMPs, and with complete annihilation of the general population of this world. Why do they do this? Because at some point, there becomes too many roaches and they become a pest. And they start their pest control. You are the pest. And that's, and until we understand what these people really think and how they so-called govern, if you've never looked up the word to govern, it means to rule. You can't have two masters. For those of you that are of religious faith, and in actuality, you're not. See, because they brought you the religion that you are to practice. They devised it and actually put it into facilitation and put it into ritual practice to control you. And it's so important that we walk away from the so-called organized obedience training that has been perpetuated against the people of this world for so long. And until then, we will continue to see the destruction, war, famines, economic collapse, and enslavement, and human enslavement until we realize who we truly are. So check out this article, very, very, very important article, one in which you should all engage in and think. Ask questions is the most powerful thing. We'll come back to this article a little later. Next article, real good one. And I said, this is a report. Let you know. China developed surface-to-air missiles in the South Sea of China. Basically, China has established, and this was on ABCnews.net, China has put in the overall, the necessary military tools to have a no-fly zone. One of the things you always heard me say, and just was talking about, all of these governments are in one big fraternity against you. And the next wave of global war is being set up, and we're buying it once again, hook, line, and sinker, because we know nothing about history. All we care about is our present right now. There's a curse for that. There is definitely a curse for that. So next article, this one comes from thehill.com, and I said, this is the commentary, a lot of stuff surrounding this, the Supreme Court Justice of the United States. Why? Because it all has meanings for control. Shaking my head, being set in motion. Excuse me, shaking my head, major trouble being set in motion. And this has everything to do with Obama to sign Paris Climate Pact despite the Supreme Court of the United States stay. And it basically said that there was a pact, a climate pact, which is a big lie. There is no such thing. There is a such thing as climate change. Climate consistently changed. But it's not by the way that they're trying to tell you with this felonious global warming. When in actuality, the sun that really was one of the major contributors to our overall atmosphere and our overall weather and the environment in which we live in is going through a solar minimum, a solar minor. which means it's not going to have as many solar flares, which means that you're going to start to see the advent of a mini ice age. But these individuals that control people want to tax you and say that you're to blame for it, because then they can bring in new rules, new obligations, and bring on their trans-Pacific partnerships and start to take more from you. Pretty soon, they're going to have you ride skateboards everywhere and walking, and they're going to tell you you're going to have to wear these special kind of shoes because the rubber that you're kicking up is bad to the atmosphere. Let me tell you something. These people worship in a demonic way the earth for their control. And this is what they're doing. We're not even. They come up with these elaborate schemes and propagandas of clean power plan and clean energy and all this other stuff. There is clean energy technology for that. But see, we have to first get rid of all of the dirty energy. And that's the energy and the energy of manipulation and controlling of another living being. So we're not going to talk about that climate change. If we're not going to talk about that destructive warming, which they bring in nuclear war. It's amazing that these are the same individuals that bring nuclear power, put them off fault lines, put them next to major water sources, and spew those radioactive isotopes into the atmosphere to kill you. It is a soft kill, a soft, slow kill that they engaged in. But they're going to do what they're supposed to do. They're only able to do it is because we allow it. The problem is not them. The problem is us at large. So check out this one. And I said that this has a lot to do with what was going on with the Supreme Court of the United States, which is nothing more than another form of a monarchy here. But as they just said with the assassination of Judge Scalia with a pillow over his face, that was a message to send to everyone else within that fraternity that whoever wants to step out of line, they did that for a reason, because it sent a clear and present message to everyone so that they will know that no one is untouchable. But guess what? No one is untouchable, but that doesn't mean that you got to bend your knees and praise what they and commit and praise what they have established as the ruling man gods. Don't have to happen. Doesn't have to happen, and we need to walk away from it. So believe me, there are things that are happening, and there was a reason why on Saturday Scalia was dealt with. And believe me, there are more dealings to come. They've been killing off doctors, bankers. Now they move to political figures, what they've been doing. And they moved to Supreme Court justices. These are all the steps before war. And one of the big things about that is that maybe Scalia didn't want to play by their rules anymore and had a problem with what was going on in the world. Because Scalia told you that the United States had concentration camps before, and they're going to bring it back. And if you think that they're not, you're foolish. And he was absolutely right. Absolutely right. So check out that article just as a heads up as to what's going on. Next, we have I just wanted to put this in because Sister Davis sent the other one. Just wanted to substantiate. This is from Philly.com. Science check. Little evidence links Zika to mosquitoes. Several members of Congress wrote to the government officials about the Zika virus outbreak in Brazil as a suspected rise there in a number of microcosmic cases. But some of those letters overstated what's known about these two. Let me open this article. Sorry, my computer was running a little slow. Well, anyway, check out this article. Basically, this is nothing that is what they say it is. This is actually a part of, in my opinion, this is nothing more than biological warfare brought to you for a reason. And the reason that I believe that Zika is so prevalent right now is because they want to establish the perfect slaves. They had the perfect slaves before, but then there was an intervention. There was an intervention. And they don't want that intervention again. So what are they doing? They're going to try to make it impossible for man to get back to where they are before, where they can control their free will. Look at the Zika virus attack and see what it's doing to the human body and the birth defect. It's destroying their brains and their overall organs so that they can't have the manipulation, well, they can't have the ability to control their free will. And what do you have there? See, they don't need to make all mechanical robots. All they have to do is make you one. And that's the agenda, in my opinion. See, they give you this elaborate that they're going to have all of these robots running around doing certain things. Well, the thing is that it's even easier and better because robots don't have a free will. Robots don't have a living spirit, don't have a living soul, isn't a living being. It's inanimate. You are. So the best thing to do is to make the living species robotic in nature. If you look at what's happening through our drugs, look at what's happening through the vaccination, and look at what's happening through the medical fields, and look at what's happening through the food and everything else, you'll see quite clearly that all of the jobs in the futures will be held by robots. Know who those robots will be? The unthinking people that will become the new workforce and the new slave entanglement. This is their agenda, and this is what you need to defend yourself from. So check out that article, really, really good one. That's there. Also, moving right along, check this one out. This one came from TASS.ru. It's a Russian organization. I like to go to get stories from outside of the United States because there is a blackout in media here in the United States as to telling different things. And I firmly believe if you want to know what's really going on, you got to move from, you know, because the world is bigger than the block that you live on. You're going to have to engage yourself globally to see some of the things that's going on and try to put the pieces to the puzzle together to devise your own response to everything that you see around you. And this one comes from TASS. It says, look at the meeting date. This is the commentary that I wrote. Look at the meeting date with the events that happened soon after. They knew this conflict was reaching a boiling point of no return. Global war, GW is what I call it now. Global war is very close. Basically, Putin holds meeting with Iranian defense minister, Kremlin spokesman. And this was done the day before. This was done on Tuesday, the day before the multiple terrorist acts that were supposedly that were waged against Turkey, because what you didn't know is that Turkey and Saudi Arabia are now staging themselves for an invasion of Syria. And Dmitry Medvedev said that this is going to start an extended war if the U.S. and its Arab friends decide to invade Turkey. What is that really saying? Once again, all these entities are in one big fraternity together against you. They're going to push you to global war. They never fight them. They make you do it. And until you wake up, and until you wake up other people around you, until you understand the game in which you're really in, so that you will stop being a pawn in it, it will continue to adversely affect you, your family, and the people that you have yet not named. This must stop with you. So check out this article. Very, very telling. This next one comes from Sputnik. Turkey shelling Syrian territory is sheer outrage. This comes from the Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman. Turkey can't stand the fact that Syria is being freed, liberated from extremists. See, they come up with a boogeyman. They come up with a boogeyman to get you to buy into the program because it's worked so well before. They tricked you and you bought hook, line, and sinker in it in New York. They tricked you and you bought a hook, line, and sinker in it at Pearl Harbor. They tricked you and you bought a hook, line, and sinker at the Gulf of Tonkin to get into Vietnam. They continue to use the exact same things because they know that the people don't ask the right questions because the people are busy trying to live for the moment and not live forever. It's a huge difference from a person and a mentality that lives for the moment than it is for the person that knows that they're going to live forever. Walk away from their lies so that you can be in the bliss of the truth. So check out this article. It tells you everything. Once again, we're going towards this GW. Next one. This one comes from the Rutherford Institution. The people versus the police state, the struggle for justice. Check out this article. Really, really good one also. Then this one comes from express.co.uk. Russia is getting it right in Syria. It is the UK getting it wrong. Blast an ex-army chief. This is a British army chief saying that Russia is getting it right. No. Check this out. None of them are getting it right. It's just that the people of the world have gotten it all wrong. You have been misled through the obedient schooling that you received for many, many a years. You have to break yourself out of this comatose state and start to think for yourself and ask the appropriate questions. No man should rule you. So why would you bow down to any of the lies, propaganda, and the deceit and the destruction that they lay out for you? Next one. This is a really good one. And we're going to talk about Venezuela and what's going on in Venezuela. Venezuela is going through Venezuela is not going through it. The people who happen to live in Venezuela is going through it. And this is it. Venezuela raises fuel prices, devalue the Bolivar amidst crisis. And what's happening in Venezuela is that they had to devalue their currency. They devalued it by over 35%. And this is the commentary that I wrote here, is that you're eyeing your future here. You need to see what's going on in Venezuela and also what happened in the past in Argentina, Bosnia, Chile, and a bunch of other places, because what happened with those economic destructions and that financial destruction is going to make itself and embed itself here, because guess what? You're the target and it's going to reach you. But how it reaches you is dependent upon you. That's why we're here at Kando Radio Show, to get you on board with that. Hey, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And we'll come back. We're going to finish these out and jump right into the show. And if you have any questions or comments, definitely jump in at any time and ask your question. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit *61. We'll see you in queue and bring you up right away. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032 pound, 549032 pound. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. I want to thank you all, as always, for listening. Sincerely, I do. I appreciate and love you all, and I am happy to be here with you all, and especially in these times, because I believe that we, spiritually, we ask to be here, and we're ready for the challenges of tomorrow, today, and forevermore. And we can do this together. So let's get back to some of the things that are in the news. Then I put another article, really good one. This one was funny. This came from the AP. ISIS is facing budget crunch, cutting perks and trimming salaries. Listen to this. Faced with cash shortages in its so-called war, the ISIS state government group has slashed salaries across the region, asking Raqqa residents to pay utility bills and black market American dollars. Black market American dollars. Where do you think they got those black market American dollars? Let me tell you something. These people tell you everything once you really learn their language. This is important because you're going to have to engage in a black market soon enough in America in order to make it. You don't think so? That's the only way that people are making it in Venezuela right now. Those that are doing well understood and prepared for what was coming in the devaluation of their currency. And what did they do? They positioned themselves accordingly. And they are doing well in Venezuela. While everybody else that didn't know anything but thought that had blind faith in the government, had blind faith in the institution, had blind faith into the system, everything fell apart on them. And you're no different. You're no better. You're no different than those individuals. It doesn't matter that you were born in America. It doesn't matter that you so-called stand up and you say that you are in the land of the home and of the brave and the free. It doesn't matter what they told you. It was all a lie. They've been setting you up for years. And they're going to call in what they consider theirs because they're entitled to it. So, they have a black market to pay their utility bills in black market American dollars. They're telling you everything. It's not black market American dollars. Those are the American dollars that were paid to them. How do you know? Look at their trucks. Look at their equipment. Look at their training. Look at who they really, what is it fundamentally for? It's all a governmental move against people. All the governmental move against people. And then they say, and now releasing detainees for a price of $500 a person. They got their own bail bondsman system over there. The extremists who once bragged about minting their own currency are having a hard time meeting expenses. Thanks to coalition airstrikes and other measures that have eroded millions from their finances since last fall. Having built up loyalty among militants with good salary, honeymoons, and baby bonuses, the group has stopped providing even the smallest perks, free energy drinks, and Snicker bars. Free energy drinks were Gatorade. Who drinks Gatorade? Where does Gatorade come from? Who eats Snickers? This sounds just like people I know and you know right here in the States, because you know why? This is where it all comes from. Tell you everything if you just learn the language. They admit everything. So check this out. Such a disappointment, but you need to know. And why do you need to know that? Because you need to know what the end game is. The end game is to totally destroy you. And at some point, you're going to have to stand up and not be afraid of everything, because they put that seed of fear in you so that it would root and grow and bear good fruit. But at some point, there are some weeds among the real life-sustaining trees of life that you have to pull out. Those are the seeds that they planted in you. And fear is the greatest one. Next we have, this one comes from Reuters. Turkey blames Kurdish militants for Anakar bomb. Vows response in Syria and in Iraq. You're going to see why that's so important, why they said Iraq. because those are the places that they're going to invade and start the overall perpetual war. Why is Iraq so important? Where did this whole extension of this whole thing come from? No, guess what? It wasn't just the Bush family. Everybody wants to blame Bush. But see, they always want you to give you a celebrity figurehead to focus on so you won't see what the real hidden hand is. Those individuals, the people that you see, are nothing more than celebrity figureheads. The dude that's in, that lives there now in the White House, is nothing more than a celebrity figurehead. The guy that's in Rome is nothing more than a celebrity figurehead. The guy that's in Moscow, the guy that's in Beijing, the guy that's in Venezuela, all of those people are celebrity figureheads that go in front of you to deceive you and to get you emotionally attached to something, because they want you to have emotional decisions, because those emotional decisions are always the worst ones you can ever make, because they're not based in any form of principle thinking. Don't want you, want you to be emotional. An emotional decision is always the worst one because it is absent of principles. We need to get back to our principle attributes and abilities. Next article. Oh, but wait, before we go to this, this tells you that the overall war is, global war is at hand. And they're going to go through Syria and Turkey to get everywhere else, and it's going to spread. It's going to completely spread everywhere. Why? Because they want it to. And time is right. Why is the time right? Because there's too many people on this planet and they're starting to ask questions. There is a global awakening that is a threat to the establishment. What is the establishment? The establishment of government rule over your life. How do you bring back control of that? You put the cowards into a state of fear. And they no longer will be people of valor. It's okay to die when you fight for life, because prosperity will surely come. But so many of us, at the time of fear, there is the coward and the person of valor both experience fear at the exact same time. The only difference is that the coward is paralyzed by the fear. What am I going to do? What am I supposed to do? What is this? I didn't ask for this. Just leave me alone. A coward is paralyzed by fear, while a person of valor is motivated to action. They bend no knees. They move on their own accord. They understand that their life is eternal. It can never be placed in a box and closed after a wake with flowers and a lot of slow song singing, to be put in the ground through a ceremony that has nothing to do with life. But it's a ceremony and a ritual that has been pushed on you to breed the unknown. Everyone is afraid of the unknown. There isn't anything that you don't know. It's only that which you haven't explored and haven't stepped towards that journey in your eternal life. So this is another example of how they're going to spread this global war. Next one, another example, Nigeria to send troops to protest Niger's Delta oil assets. Once again, the multiple prong attack is in Libya, throughout Africa, key strategical points of Africa. Libya and Nigeria are very, very key strategical places because of the light sweet crude that comes out of there. And Libya is because of its exposure to the waterways and the shipping ways that's there. You didn't even realize from the halls of Montezuma what they were really, really saying to the shores of Tripoli. These people have been engaged in this for hundreds and hundreds of years, while we make plans for 2 weeks, 2 hours at a time. No wonder we are at a position of disadvantage, because that's what their obedience school has taught us. Next one. This one comes from Mining Awareness, WorldPress.com. Radioactive groundwater contaminants found at all U.S. nuclear power stations. pipes failure. What in the world is going on here? This is nothing more than Flint on steroids. They've been continuously contaminating the resources that they allow you to have. Because they do want you to live, but they want you to live in a very, very temporal, fearful state. Most every person that you've ever known has never, ever died of natural causes. All of them have been systematically and methodically murdered. And this is one of the ways. Until we understand that, until we understand what's really going on and willing to stand up against it individually first by changing the way you think and interact with every person around you, this will continue to go and only get worse. What has changed and what has gotten better? Nothing, but they give you the perception that it has. And they give you that perception that it has is because what they do is that they've mastered the psychological art of making you comfortable. A comfortable mind never wins any race. A comfortable mind never builds anything that's substantial and that can stand the test of adversity, obstacles, threats, and assaults and attacks. It's a house of cards. This is what they want us all to do, is to just sit back and chill. They devise many a ways for you just to want to go to work, finish what's there, and then go back home and chill. You're being set up to be completely and utterly enslaved permanently. So, just wanted to lay that one out so that you'll see it. Next one from the Wall Street Journal. Iraq follows Iran by avoiding commitments to oil freeze. Another part of this global war that's going on. Iran and Iraq have now joined. They're going to continue to flood the market. Why are they doing that? Because they've been told to do that. And why are they going to flood the market? So that they can have plausible deniability for when this war starts, so that you will be mad at this person and that person and pledge your allegiance, your life, and not only your life, your children's life and the children that you don't haven't even had and will never have now, to their agenda. The fascist rule and the fascist control of mankind. So check out that article. Next one. This one is a political war on cash. Wall Street Journal also. So long, Benjamin Franklin's politicians want to. Let me see. Oh, man, it's messed up. Basically, the war on cash is done. I mean, it's in place. We already knew that. Let me see if I can fix this. But check out that article. Go to another. Okay. All right. So next one, moving right along because I got to get into today's show. Spending too much time on these, but that's okay. Sputnik News. Safer skies. Russia to send first S-300 air defense systems to Iran Thursday, which was today. Russia will hand over the first S-300 air defense systems to Iran on Thursday. And that S-300 is able to mitigate all of the technology that the NATO nations have, and they will themselves ensure a no-fly zone of their choice. Why are they doing it? They give the appearance that they are at war with each other. But you really think about it. When was the last time that you've seen any so-called head of state go to war where they actually fought another head of the state for your overall good? No, what you do is they send your son and your daughter and you to war for their overall good. Boy, we're gullible. We're naively gullible. And at some point, somebody's got to call the truth and not be scared. Somebody has to tell the people, this is the trick that is at hand. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. They made you believe that you were free, that you were prosperous, that you were doing well. They'll allow it to happen as long as they want it to, and as long as you're not a threat to them. Guess what? As the population grows, it becomes a bigger threat. Now they're going to deal with the threat that is at hand. Will you deal with the threat that's at hand? So, so important. So another example of what's going on. This is a major one right here. This one comes from, I got this from the Cerebrally Naive Network. I guess that's, that would be, I guess their, initials would be CNN. I guess, you know, .com. Got it from there. It says government. China could take down the U.S. power grid. Cerebrally Naive, network says, CNN.com. says, and I said, commentary, better get ready because they're telling you what is going to happen in the future. It doesn't matter who throws the switch. If you ain't ready, you won't live long enough to find the hell out who did it or why. Because we've become so dependent upon their economic pleasures and their allowances that they have given us all. And this power and on this grid is one of their inventions and the criminal inventions of it and their manipulation of it that we so often applaud, uphold, and agree with. Not even realizing that they killed Tesla before because of it, because he wanted to give it to you freely because he knew that he had no right to it. It was an existing living body of its own. But see, what happens with the system that we call governance is it feels that it needs to enslave everything, not for your good. They tell you it's for your good, and they'll give you, well, we devise these roadways and these stop signs so for your own good and your own safety, not even realizing that that's killing you. The whole system in all of its purposes is killing you, and it's killing you because you don't even know that you're being murdered, so you go down the specific road daily to your own demise, to your own physical demise. So basically telling you that they're going to throw the switch on you. Will you care? Will you do something about it? I think you should, because once the lights go out, I've been there. The darkness is impenetrable. And it's not the darkness of not having the light. It's the darkness of you being completely vulnerable. So what happens? You can't even walk around your own house or your own place of residence with the lights completely out. Why? Because you haven't practiced. You haven't prepared for it. You haven't set it up to where everything is where you can get it if the lights are on or not. You haven't measured out where everything was in your house. And this is what they want to ensure, because that's what their schooling, their obedience school that they have, ensures that you are the perfect victim. That you are, we have to realize that these people love hunting and they go on a hunt. And you're the prey. That's why they come up with the movies. They come up The Purge, the Hunger Games. Haven't seen. I saw one Purge. Didn't see the Hunger Game. I didn't need to see that crap. Already know. I see it in action every day. Do you? Should. But they're telling you here they're gonna cut your lights out. And they cut your lights out. Are you ready? That's a serious, serious question that you can't just answer. That you can't just, you have to be honest with that answer. And that's a very, very fragile position to be placed in if you're not. Because especially the parents, you have an obligation to your children. To look after them and prepare them and to nurture them and to protect them the best that they can until they can take care of themselves. But this system of schooling is teaching them to be just like you, the perfect slave. Someone has to be the Harriet Tubman in the house. Someone has to be the Harriet Tubman on the block. someone in your family has to be Harriet Tubman. Damn what they think of you. Damn what they say about you. Should care more of what your children's confidence in you is. This is why we need to move. Now, next article comes from Cerebral Naive Network again. Really good one. Hospital pays Bitcoin ransom after malware attack. Read between the lines. You're all about to get hit with a cyber attack. And they're going to try, and they're trying to move everyone into this so-called new fad. This new is not really new. It's old. It's going back to the 1800s, but you didn't know about it because they call some of the first currencies that they had in this so-called United States was known as a Bitcoin. But they'll try to tell you that it's new. But the only thing new about it is that it's new to you. And what they're going to do to you is not new at all. This cryptocurrency, let me tell you something. If you don't hold it, if you can't control it, it's not real. It's a facade. All they got to do is just turn off the lights, hit you with a virus, hit you with a cyber attack. And then what are you going to do? What legal recourse will you have? Absolutely none. The only legal recourse that you ever have in life is the one that you create and you stand on because you've made it. You made the way for it. You don't need another man's sanction. You don't need another man's signature or approval for that. Very, very important. Okay, next. Gotta hurry up. Next one comes from Press TV. Iraq urges actions on Turkey's deployment. Basically, Iraq is saying they've been invaded. I don't know how many times all these celebrities spin your heads. Once you start to see them, you can read through their lives and all their actings, reading the teleprompter and staging and crying on demand. That's what, you know, the dude that's in Washington did relatively recently, cry on demand. Man, save that. Come on. But we need to change. But Iraq is saying that they've been invaded by Turkey, and this is once again, Iraq and Iran are now getting together. They were so-called arch enemies. See, they never were arch enemies. The only thing is they had a war and they just killed a bunch of their own people. Once again, in all wars, 99.7% of all the casualties of war are innocent civilians. And this next war is going to increase to 99.9995. And I'm just trying to get to where you won't be a part of that account. And those that you love won't be a part of that account. Yes, some of us will meet a physical death, but there's an eternal living that you have to have that they lied to you about from the very start. And it all starts with you. Let me tell you something. How can they kill you and they never gave you life? But see, they kill you because you surrender your life to them. And that's a death that you won't escape from because it's just like having an addiction. An addiction of your mind is the hardest habit to break. So, and then, so we're talking about today's show. Today's live show is going to be The Art of War Waged Against You. Why a change in course is needed by us. And I wanted to quote something from Sun Tzu. The Art of War, it says, here it is. If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the results of 100 battles. If you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a great defeat. If you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb to in every battle. And this is why it's so important that we have to re-identify, we have to recreate ourselves because we know neither the enemy nor do we know ourselves because we don't know our capabilities. You only know your capabilities when you've actually practiced them. We've never practiced being sovereign and independent. And we don't know the tricks of the enemy in order to keep us there and the psychological, physical, and spiritual attack that are waged against us so that we will not know the capabilities and the spell, the ritual spell that has been placed over us that we accept. Sun Tzu was very right. See, they make you think in the term points of being on the battlefield, and not even know by you being on the battlefield, you don't know yourself and you don't know your enemy, because if you knew, your ass, your butt wouldn't be on that battlefield. Because it's not your war. But it's one in which you'll die for. This is why they take our young, because our young doesn't have real life experience. And they plan on taking our young daughters now. They want to take the gullible at heart, the gullible at nature, the trusting at nature, instead of those that are wise beyond their years, because they go back into their ancestral harmonic ties to receive the ancient wisdoms of old, the ancient practices of old, so that this new devil that's in front of you can't move you. So that you too will say, be gone, go away from me. And that devil and that spirit flees. Can never stand up to the strength of conviction, the strength of power, the strength of the ancient spirit that the great creator God Almighty gave you is impenetrable. By any outside attack, it can only be defeated from within first by you. And this is why this proprietary helotry has to be broken. So we're going to take a look at Sun Tzu, what Sun Tzu said. And why is this so important? And it's so important because, as Sun Tzu said, if you know not yourself nor your enemy, want to quote him correctly, it says, if you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle. You wonder why we have lost all of the battles. Because we've never first looked at who we are first. We've never reacquainted ourselves with who we really are outside of what someone else told you. You can never find yourself by what someone told you. You have to dig into you. You were made individually. You were born alone. You ultimately walk this journey alone. You're going to so-called meet a physical transformation, what they call death, but I call a physical transformation alone. So you need to tell them to leave you the hell alone. All of their schooling, all of their doctrines and their rituals and their pleasures of life, and the offers that they give you, there is never a deal that the devil ever brings to you that doesn't require you to surrender your soul. And so many of us continuously do it. But the thing is that we don't see the devil in his Sunday's best. Because they told us this is what the devil looks like. It's the art of manipulation through psychological warfare. It's an asymmetrical warfare that we've been engaged in. I would say to you, none of you, not one person here, needs to read The Art of War if you know yourself, because it's already written in you. But those of you that know not yourself and know not the enemy should read The Art of War so that you can start on that journey from within. As Harriet Tubman said, I freed many a slave. I would have freed thousands of more if they had known they were slaves. For those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, for those of you listen to Black to Black Talk Radio Network. You're not those individuals, because there was something, there was an unction that was inside of you. That was the ancient unction that was pulling you and telling you you need to engage. But let me tell you something about that ancient unction. It stops pulling you and it waits for you to move it. A pusher becomes a rider. At some point, the unction pushed you, but now you have to allow that unction to ride in your everyday life. And all the contacts that you make, and all the people that you harmonically connect with, and all the living things around you. You have to wake up. You have to walk different. Your energy has to be, you have to resonate on a higher frequency. No longer does anger move you. No longer does fear shake you. No longer does murder gleam in your eye. No longer does envy and jealousy control your thoughts. You have to re-engage and recreate and reintroduce yourself so that you'll know yourself. Then you can know your enemy, what the threat is. So what I want to do for the last, didn't mean to go that long on the different articles in the current events, but they're so, so important. If you have any questions at any time, definitely chime in. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to play the video for a little while, hear from, and it's important so that you can see how Sun Tzu developed to know himself. Let me tell you something. Just because Sun Tzu tells you something that was good for him, the art of war has already been written in you. You just have to complete the penmanship of it with the signature of your life. The only thing that's missing is your lifelong signature to that art. So we're going to go to the art of war for about 15 minutes or so, 15, 20 minutes. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And then when we come back, we'll end out the show. If you have any questions or comments, please engage. It's so and so important that we do. Okay, hopefully it comes up. One sec. Okay, one more time. Let me try this again. Oh. Uh-oh, what happened? Okay, everyone, I don't know what happened. I hope you all are still there. Yes, I see you all still there. Sorry about that. Just got knocked off real quick. Let me see if I can. Scotty, are you there? Uh-oh. Okay, so in the meantime, I'm going to see if I can let me log out and re-log back in and see if I can get, no, I don't want to do that. See, I'm going to log out and then log back in the meantime, try to fix this. Let me see if Scotty, are you there? Haha, what are we talking about? Well, see, this is what happens when sometimes when you go on a roll, talk about some things that are threatening to some institutions. Just playing. I don't give them that much power. It's just technology does this, but it's all a bug anyhow. But the video is not coming up. Let me see what I can do. One second, everyone. And I'm going to try to fix this. And it should give me another second. But just before we go, I left out two articles. So we'll go to those real quick while I'm trying to fix it. My man, Brother Rags sent a great article talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The secrets isn't about trade, but corporate control. And this one was brought by Brother Bragg. Thank you so much. And it was from democracynow.org, a really good place for information on some things. So check that out. That's there. And I'm rebooting. Everything should be up in a minute and should be going. Okay, next we have, this one comes from Sputnik News. This is a critical one. Riyadh on the brink. U.S. must prepare for the collapse of its Middle East linchpin. The U.S. must start thinking of ways to migrate the damage from the approaching collapse of the Saudi Arabian monarch. A lot of things is going on in Saudi Arabia. They're trying to maintain control over the people of Saudi Arabia. And one of the best ways, and not only there, but everywhere throughout the world, see, they tell you what's really going on in order to bring about control of the people. When they start to ask questions that are not, and they don't play along, they don't play the music that has been orchestrated for them, and they don't do the things that they've been told to do. What happens is that the overall system realizes that it needs to go into a state of war in order to bring the fear. And once that happens, people tend to get back in line because their fear supersedes them, because the seeds of fear have been planted, and they call on those seeds to work against the overall general population. And this is why they want you to say that there's safety in numbers and all of those things, because that's a part of the psychological warfare that's being fought. The only thing you need is you, because that's the only way, that's the way the great creator made you individually. So important for all of our children. You must teach our daughters to be princes. You must teach our sons, our princesses to be queens, and our young prince to be prince, to be a king. And the only way, one of the best things, ways that you could do that is that you have to first teach them the art of being lonely. So, so important that you teach our young people the art of being lonely, because there is an art to it. Just trying to fix this real quick. And we should be going here in one sec. Hopefully this works, and I think it will. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, oops, that wasn't it. One second. Please bear with me, y'all. A little technical difficulties here. Get this fixed, and hopefully we won't have this problem again. Okay, so. And it is going to work. Cool. That's good. Okay, cool. So we're getting ready to go to the actual Art of War reading. Very, very important. Pay attention to this, because it is essential to our overall development.
One, laying plans. Sun Tzu said, "The art of war is of vital importance to the state. It is a matter of life and death, a road to either safety or to ruin. Hence, it is a subject of inquiry which can on no account be neglected. The art of war, then, is governed by five constant factors, to be taken into account in one's deliberations when seeking to determine the conditions obtaining in the field. These are, 1. The moral law. 2. Heaven. 3. Earth. 4. The commander. 5. Method and discipline. The moral law causes people to be in complete accord with their ruler, so that they will follow him regardless of their lives, undismayed by any danger. Heaven signifies night and day, cold and heat, times and seasons. Earth comprises distances great and small, danger and security, open ground and narrow passes, and the chances of life and death. The commander stands for the virtues of wisdom, sincerely, benevolence, courage, and strictness. By method and discipline are to be understood the marshalling of the army in its proper subdivisions, the graduations of rank among the officers, the maintenance of roads by which supplies may reach the army, and the control of military expenditure. These five heads should be familiar to every general. He who knows them will be victorious. He who knows them not will fail. Therefore, in your deliberations, when seeking to determine the military conditions, let them be made the basis of a comparison, in this wise, which of the two sovereigns is imbued with the moral law? Which of the two generals has the most ability? With whom lies the advantages derived from heaven and earth? On which side is discipline most rigorously enforced? Which army is stronger? On which side are officers and men more highly trained? In which army is there the greater constancy in both reward and punishment? The general that hearkens to my counsel and acts upon it will conquer. Let such a one be retained in command. The general that hearkens not to my counsel, nor acts upon it, will suffer defeat. Let such a one be dismissed. While heading the profit of my counsel, avail yourself also of any helpful circumstances over and beyond the ordinary rules. According as circumstances are favorable, one should modify one's plans. All warfare is based on deception. Hence, when able to attack, we must seem unable. When using our forces, we must seem inactive. When we are near, we must make the enemy believe that we are far away. And when far away, we must make him believe that we are near. Hold out baits to entice the enemy. Feign disorder and crush him. If he is secure at all points, be prepared for him. If he is superior in strength, evade him. If your opponent is of choleric temper, seek to irritate him. Pretend to be weak, that he may grow arrogant. If he is taking his ease, give him no rest. If his forces are united, separate them. Attack him where he is unprepared. Appear where you are not expected. These military devices, leading to victory, must not be divulged beforehand. Now the general who wins a battle makes many calculations in his temple ere the battle is fought. The general who loses a battle makes but few calculations beforehand. Thus do many calculations lead to victory, and few calculations lead to defeat. How much more no calculation at all? It is by attention to this point that I can foresee who is likely.
Okay, I wanted to stop it right there because it said the general that makes many calculations usually succeeds. The general beforehand and the general that makes few calculations beforehand is most likely to be defeated. Now, what I want you to do with this Art of War thing is that a lot of people praise this book, but they don't really understand what this book is really about. This book is required by every naval and military officer in West Point, in the Air Force. I believe the Air Force has to, but I know West Point, and I know that the Naval Academy, and I believe the Air Force Academy requires. But every military officer of command staff has to have read The Art of War. Now, what I want to say about this, and it's very important that we understand this, the Art of War is not what we think it is. The Art of War is what is being used against you. It is the actual part of the practices to defeat the people. And we never look at it that way. And we look at it, and Sun Tzu puts it this way, because in my opinion, he could have been telling you that you are being led to slaughter. And these are how. But these are the fundamental practices that are practiced every day. Look at how they divided our people. Look how they subjugated. Look how they really divided. Look how they also appeared where they weren't. And it was a clandestine approach on everything. The art of war was being practiced by you because the art of war is one of the Bibles in which they follow. It's not something that you should emulate. It's something that you should understand so it doesn't change you. The Art of War is actually the book and one of just one of the few writings. There's many of them. The Art of War is older than the Bible, that tells you the art of governing people, because they talk about soldiering in war. Every soldier is a victim of the governmental war. Every enemy that they engage, every is another person for the purpose of maintaining control over everyone. And until we understand that about the art of war and all of their institutions of war, we'll never ever get out of a constant state of war, because it's being practiced as we speak and as we live, because we haven't interfered in its overall growth, expansion, and development. Many people admire the art of war. I would say that it's a requirement to read so that you can know your enemy and know yourself. It's not something to be emulated, because it's destructive of nature. It teaches men and women to engage in governmental warfare. It teaches them to be soldiers and to ignore the spirit of being a warrior. So, wanted to give you that tidbit. Let's listen a little more, and then I will definitely open up the phone lines. Would love to hear from you. This is the Art of War. Look at it. Ask a different question about it for your own benefit, for our own families and our own community. It's so necessary that we come to realize that we've been deceived. Know your enemy.
The Art of War by Sun Tzu. 1. Lay
twice.
Bring war material with you from the general who loses a battle makes but few calculations beforehand. Thus the many calculations lead to victory, and few calculations lead to defeat. How much more no calculation at all? It is by attention to this point that I can foresee who is likely to win or lose. 2. Waging war. Sun Tzu said, in the operations of war, where there are in the field 1,000 swift chariots, as many heavy chariots, and 100,000 mail-clad soldiers, with provisions enough to carry them 1,000 li, the expenditure at home and at the front, including entertainments of guests, small items such as glue and paint, and some spent on chariots and armor, will reach the total of 1,000 ounces of silver per day. Such is the cost of raising an army of 100,000 men. When you engage in actual fighting, if victory is long in coming, then men's weapons will grow dull, and their ardor will be dampened. If you lay siege to a town, you will exhaust your strength. Again, if the campaign is protracted, the resources of the state will not be equal to the strain. Now, when your weapons are dulled, your ardor dampened, your strength exhausted, and your treasure spent, other chieftains will spring up to take advantage of your extremity. Then no man, however wise, will be able to avert the consequences that must ensue. Thus, though we have heard of stupid haste in war, cleverness has never been associated with long delays. There is no instance of a country having benefited from prolonged warfare. It is only one who is thoroughly acquainted with the evils of war that can thoroughly understand the profitable way of carrying it on. The skillful soldier does not
Okay, we have freeze out. Scott, are you there? All right, everyone. Sorry about that. Of course, these technical difficulties continue to happen. It's just where we are. Sorry about that. Please bear with us. And as soon as things get good, of course, this always happens. So I'm going to reset it to pick up. And then we're going to go to the calls. If you have any calls, definitely jump in at any time. We'd love to hear from you. The number is 641-715-3660, and participant code is 549032#. And we are listening to The Art of War. And if you'd like to have any comments or questions about this and some of the things we talk about, when we come back, definitely going to go to this. So we're going to go back to The Art of War, and I'm going to put us where we were. Okay, hold on one second.
One, laying plans. Sun Tzu said, "The art of war, arms of the people will be stripped bare, and 3/10 of their income will be dissipated, while government dampened, your strength exhausted and your treasure spent. Other chieftains will spring up to take advantage of your extremity. Then no man, however wise, will be able to avert the consequences that must ensue. Thus, though we have heard of stupid haste in war, cleverness has never been associated with long delays. There is no instance of a country having benefited from prolonged warfare. It is only one who is thoroughly acquainted with the evils of war that can thoroughly understand the profitable way of carrying it on. The skillful soldier does not raise a second levy, neither are his supply wagons loaded more than twice. Bring war material with you from home, but forage on the enemy. Thus the army will have food enough for its needs. Poverty of the state exchequer causes an army to be maintained by contributions from a distance. Contributing to maintain an army at a distance causes the people to be impoverished. On the other hand, the proximity of an army causes prices to go up, and high prices cause the people's substance to be drained away. When their substance is drained away, the peasantry will be afflicted by heavy exactions. With this loss of substance and exhaustion of strength, the homes of the people will be stripped bare, and 3/10 of their income will be dissipated, while government expenses for broken chariots, worn-out horses, breastplates and helmets, bows and arrows, spears and shields, protective mantles, draft oxen and heavy wagons will amount to 4/10 of its total revenue. Hence, a wise general makes a point of foraging on the enemy. One cartload of the enemy's provisions is equivalent to 20 of one's own, and likewise a single picul of his provender is equivalent to 20 from one's own store. Now, in order to kill the enemy, our men must be roused to anger, that there may be advantage from defeating the enemy. They must have their rewards. Therefore, in chariot fighting, when 10 or more chariots have been taken, Those should be rewarded who took the first. Our own flags should be substituted for those of the enemy, and the chariots mingled and used in conjunction with ours. The captured soldiers should be treated kindly and kept. This is called using the conquered foe to augment one's own strength. In war, then, let your great object be victory, not lengthy campaigns. Thus it may be known that the leader of armies is the arbiter of the people's fate, the man on whom it depends whether the nation shall be in peace or in peril. 3. Attack by stratagem. Sun Tzu said, "In the practical art of war, the best thing of all is to take the enemy's country whole and intact. To shatter and destroy it is not so good. So too, it is better to recapture an army entire than to destroy it, to capture a regiment, a detachment, or a company entire than to destroy them. Hence, to fight and conquer in all of your battles is not supreme excellence. Supreme excellence consists in breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. Thus, the highest form of generalship is to bulk the enemy's plans. The next best is to prevent the junction of the enemy's forces. The next in order is to attack the enemy's army in the field. And the worst policy of all is to besiege walled cities. The rule is not to besiege walled cities if it can possibly be avoided. The preparation of mantlets, movable shelters, and other various implements of war will take up 3 whole months, and the piling up of mounds over and against the walls will take 3 months more. The general, unable to control his irritation, will launch his men to the assault like swarming ants, with the result that 1/3 of his men are slain, while the town remains untaken. Such are the disastrous effects of a siege. Therefore, the skillful leader subdues the enemy troops without any fighting. He captures their cities without laying siege to them. He overthrows their kingdom without lengthy operations in the field. With his forces intact, he will dispute the mastery of the empire, and thus, without losing a man, his triumph will be complete. This is the method of attacking by stratagem. It is the rule in war, if our forces are 10 to the enemy's 1, to surround him. If 5 to the enemy's 1, attack him. If twice as numerous, divide our army into 2. If equally matched, we can offer battle. If slightly inferior in numbers, we can avoid the enemy. If quite unequal in every way, we can flee from him. Hence, though an obstinate fight may be made by a small force, in the end it must be captured by the larger force. Now the general is the bulwark of the state. If the bulwark is complete at all points, the state will be strong. If the bulwark is defensive, the state will be weak. There are 3 ways in which a ruler can bring misfortune upon his army. 1. By commanding the army to advance or to retreat, being ignorant of the fact that it cannot obey. This is called hobbling the army. 2. By attempting to govern an army in the same way as he administers a kingdom, being ignorant of the conditions which obtain in an army. This causes restlessness in the soldier's mind. 3. By employing the officers of his army without discrimination, through ignorance of the military principle of adaptation to circumstances. This shakes the confidence of the soldiers. But when the army is restless and distrustful, trouble is sure to come from other feudal princes. This is simply bringing anarchy into the army, and flinging victory away. Thus, we may know that there are 5 essentials for victory. 1. He will win who knows when to fight and when not to fight. 2. He will win who knows how to handle both superior and inferior forces. 3. He will win whose army is animated by the same spirit throughout all its ranks. 4. He will win who, prepared himself, waits to take the enemy unprepared. 5. He will win who has military capacity and is not interfered with by the sovereign. Hence the saying, if you know the enemy and you know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. If you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained you will also suffer a defeat. If you neither know the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle. 4.
Okay, everyone, just wanted to play that with Sun Tzu because thought it was very, very important and appropriate because we are moving into a global war that you need to know about. And it's so important that we know our enemy and know ourselves. And because of the schooling that we've had, we know neither the enemy nor ourselves. And that has to be a course in which we change. Because if we continue to play by their rules, they will rule. And this is the art of war, and there will always be a stage for performance of that art. And this art is the greatest threat to us all. Now, there is a difference between protecting yourself and a difference between becoming an aggressor and to be one that is aggressive in nature. And that is the mere problem that we should we be able to protect ourselves by all means. Yes. And there should be a practice in to do that and how to do that. There need nor to be a standing army, but there needs to be an individual that would stand for themselves, their family, and their community. When you have a standing army, you become an aggressor. It's very easy for that to be manipulated because then the art of war will come in. And we haven't noticed those things. And I would say to you that you notice that the art of war has come in because you are impoverished and you are subjugated to all forms of exactions. This is what we deal with and we've dealt with within our community for so long. Because we didn't know the enemy, nor did we know ourselves. And they continue to develop reasons why there needs to be a standing army, and they will proclaim it in all of their entertainment venues that they possibly can have. They'll have it in all of their sporting events. This is why you have to stand for an inanimate object and to make a pledge to something that lives not. Not even realizing that that is nothing more than a ritual of control that you're participating in. And it takes away from the truth so that you will live a lie. And there's never anything prosperous in a lie. It's only deceptive and destructive of nature. They get you to do these things because they are practicing this great art of war. When in actuality, you should be in a position to use their tools, as Sun Tzu said, was the key to it all, to defeat them without destroying their infrastructure, to defeat them without losing one person. And how do you do it? At some point and at some time in your life, everyone that's listening to Tando Radio Show right now, you need to fire your boss. How do you fire your boss? You need to establish your own business. One of the first things you need to do in doing that is fire your boss. You need to take the infrastructure that they use and use it against them for your own sustainability until you can put yourself in a position of complete control over your overall course in life, where you don't have to fall for any form of exactions that will befall the everyday person or trip you. This is one of the reasons why. They have their system of financing. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to bring to you this Forex trading. Wanted to bring to you the precious metals class. Wanted to bring to you preparing. Because at some point, you're going to have to walk away from the system and give it no more energy. Because when you're busy giving it energy, you know not yourself. Because you don't have an ounce to spare for you. And the cause in which you live by, you will be living by someone else's cause. Let me ask you something. Did you write the policies and the procedures that you write the laws, pen the laws, and enforce the laws, that you develop the tax code, write the tax code, or are you subject to them? Tells you exactly where you are. If you pen them, then you are someone that is instituting control over someone else. And that is just as equally damning as anything else. But if you completely are subjugated to them, you are a slave to the writings of another man's hand. And at some point, we have to walk away from our cage and no longer claim it as ours. This is why it's so important, especially in these economic times where they're going to destroy your economy. They're going to destroy your comforts. They're going to destroy your entertainment. They want to completely and thoroughly entertain you and school you at the same time. This is why they have you at a movie theater or watching a program where you sit down and relax, and they'll do everything for you. By you sitting down and relaxing, you're giving energy to something that they're taking away from you, and they're controlling your psychological subconscious decision making for tomorrow. Nothing worth its weight can be made sitting down, relaxing, and being entertained. That's a fool's place for the devil to build. So I would say we have to get up. We have to start engaging and doing things. We have to think for ourselves. We have to reinvent and to allow that unction to become one that brought you here, to be the blessing of our lives to others so that they can see it. And we can actually have the overall system that they have in place and use their system against them. For everybody else that started the precious metals class, you know what I'm talking about. If you made it to your third class, you use their system against them. They're not going to change it. And those of you that walk away from it and decide to do something else, they're not going to be bothered with you because they have enough control over other people that they need to tend to. They're not going to let the whole herd get out of hand while they chase one of the sheep or sheeple that decided to be free. But the key is leaving without them even noticing that you left. How do you do that? You need to become self-sufficient. You need to learn how to increase your overall assets and how to increase your overall cash flow so you can acquire the assets. This is why we established the precious metals training, the preparedness training, the membership. This is why we have now the Forex trading that we will do. Because when you do that, and you can learn that and establish an income where you won't need a boss, you can fire him on will. How liberating will that be for you? And this isn't something that requires you to give up things that you need. It actually puts you in a position that you can acquire the things that you need. And it's going to be used by their own system. It is the art of war against them. If you engage in their battle and they bring you to their battlefield, then you are their soldier. If you allow them to fight their battle, but you stand back and take the spoils of it all, you are the warrior, the one in which in control of the destiny of your life. This is why it's so important. We must, regardless of how old you are, how young you are, if you're of age of where of comprehension, regardless of how much you have or how much you don't have. There are things that you are going to have to make, disciplines that you are going to have to engage in. I would say get in on this forex trading, because it will allow you to acquire the things that you acquire, need to acquire, and more importantly, protect yourself and your family from the destruction that is at hand, and you can fire your boss and establish your own kingdom. One that's self-determining. One that's sovereign. One that sets the direction of the prosperity to return to you. And you decide how it is to be dispersed among those that you share in likeness and love. That is the greatest growing nation that can never be defeated once the people engage in it. Once you learn and you use their system against them, I'm going to tell you, you want to know why within our community, why so many businesses come in and they do well? Because they tell them that you can take advantage of them. And there's something about the evil grasp of taking from someone else what is not owed or due that people gravitate to. You know what it is? It's called because you were taught it in school. You were taught it in the everyday practices of life. You were taught it on TV. And you were taught it in your religious facilities and practices. So, get in front of this, because it's already here and it's only going to continue to grow. You have an opportunity to actually gain and decide and to position yourself to where you'll have options. This is why we're bringing it to you. So that's today's show. I just want to thank you all for listening. If you need to reach out to me, you can text me at 951-790-8330, or you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. We do have the membership, the precious metals, and the overall preparedness membership, the monthly membership of $25. We also have started and are aligned with the 4X training. And that's great because you can also gain from the market itself. They have the harmonic scanner. They have the copier. The harmonic scanning is probably the best thing. It teaches you. You can earn while you learn. And then there's also it's $200 to sign up for that. You can go to imarketsliveinternational.com, or you can send me an email. I will direct you there. And it's $200 to sign up, $150 a month. You can bring three people in, and that will pay for your, give you a credit for your $150, so you don't have to do that. And then as you bring more people in, you can actually be paid even more, and then they can actually learn the overall 4X trading and gain an additional revenue stream, so that they can get the things that they need. And believe me, they're not going to leave once they start to do this, because they themselves, at the appropriate time, as they go along, depending on how well they do, and they should be doing very well, they will be able to dictate their own direction and fire their boss too, if that is their plan. But always have a plan. Prepare for what's coming, because it has already arrived. It just hasn't knocked on your door and have claimed you. So important that we prepare. Okay, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening today. If you need to contact me, 951-790-8330. You can text me there or send a email to wolf, W-O-L-F, 6-pack-1, P-A-C-K-1, wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening. God willing, we'll see you all tomorrow. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. Much love and much respect. Respect. Peace.
Girl, you are rich. even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.